Drew Nelson is provost on the Boone campus at Des Moines Area Community College. Joins us today. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Boone. What do you call what was on my lawn this morning?
I have no idea.
Grew up in Minnesota, been in Iowa. I've never seen.
It was like soft hail.
It was like soft hail.
Yeah, something like that. That's what I'm going with.
Something new every day. Something new to fall on my butt.
We can fake us out. Anyway, that was one of those. That was a little strange. Knew we were right in the middle and going to get a mixture. So we'll see what Mother Nature throws at us. And she did. So,
I think we should get chocolate shakes falling out of the sky next time or something.
I think we need to get back to ball playing weather.
Oh, yes. Well, so, and it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be sunny and 50-something.
Sunny and 50 and only about a 15-degree or 15-mile-an-hour wind. We're set, man.
Okay. What do we have, baseball, softball?
Softball is tomorrow. the district or the conference has planned things a little different because of the costs of travel. And I don't know if we've talked about this, but the costs of diesel and hiring a bus have really gotten prohibitive for us. And so we and the other Iowa schools are trying to come up with ways to save money on travel. So we had things set up so that we'd be doing, rather than two home there and two home here, there was four there 1 year and four there the next year, just to save money on a little bit of money. So, well, and it's a lot of money. And we love our bus company, but, you know, they have trouble getting drivers. And when you start doing overnights, it's expensive. So anyway, we were supposed to be at Nyack this week. Well, they've still got snow on the field.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Esterville does at Lakes and those ones north.
And they got more this morning, by the way.
Got more this morning. I know. I remember, I think it was my second year here, when they had 40 inches of snow in April in Mason. I know. That was a lot. So pretty tough. So they're going to be down here. I think it's the Spartans will be down here. And softball is number 3 in the country. They're 19-3. The baseball team is 12-9. Baseball and softball have both gone out of state to play because they need to.
Yeah.
So starting in late January, baseball was gone and softball's gone on some trips, and they've been very successful, obviously. Both teams have been playing teams that are not even Division II or are not even two-year schools and have done quite well. So we're excited about the season. We've had a few athletes of the week on baseball, and it looks to be a good season for both of them. Let's just hope we aren't sitting up there. I love it when the parents sit in those ice fishing bubbles. And it's always the volleyball players who have a boyfriend on the baseball team, and they come in, they're wrapped up in blankets for those long games. Now, baseball is also, though, this is for those of you who like watching games, baseball has adopted some of the time-saving things that Major League Baseball and Minor League that you've read about if you've been watching for this year. So the games are going to speed up a lot for us. I know that has been one of the things I've struggled with sometimes, is that it's getting dark and it's cold and windy, and you're watching that guy and it's like, stand in the box. Don't let him get out. But now they won't. So we hope that the community will come up. There's obviously there are no tickets. Just show up and find a spot.
Yep. Bring your lawn chair.
Bring your lawn chair and find a spot that's out of the wind. Those are the first ones to go.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and you've got some regulars that show up all
the
time.
We do. And I wanted to say that this morning, that I'm doing my job description because DMAC is doing a classification study, and how important there's a question on there. What are the things you do? And I said, well, interact with the community. Why is that important? And I thought, well, it's important for me because I need to see people. But it's also important because we appreciate the community up here so much, that the people down at Ankeny understand that this is a community college. It's also a former junior college. Yeah. And people still haven't forgotten that they voted in this community college and to build it in the 60s, and overwhelmingly. And we don't ever want to lose sight of that, and that I appreciate what people in the community, we all appreciate what people in the community do for us up here.
Got a pretty good history.
We have a great history. And I love having the retired teachers show up for coffee at the Quarter Center, because we have such good coffee and The Imagine Adult Day program is there several times a week. They like their clients love the free video game and the pinball. Yep. That's now taken off with our students too. There's some serious pinball players, and we should those of you who have kids that are thinking about where to go next year, the gaming lab is now almost done. It's really hard to get technology in.
Oh yeah,
we've got a classroom that's supposed to be a fancy interactive one. We're really excited about. We've had the furniture for 6 months. That we ordered technology a year ago, and it's still not here with CARES money. So we're continuing to update the campus. Yes. I guess that's the short message.
I want to go back to athletes of the week. Tell me about your golfer.
Yes, Allison.
Yeah,
she is. She's from Nassau in the Bahamas.
Yeah,
and this is her second year up here, and she is doing wonderfully well. She won a tournament over in Indiana the other day, and Columbia, Missouri. It was Missouri. Yeah, they played in Indiana as well, and I talked to Coach Seabach, and I talked to her, and I said, you know, you can be as good as you want to be. She is a heck of a player. And she's certainly gotten some interest from Division I universities to come play for him. So, in fact, I don't know where she's at. I know that there's one down in Georgia that was really interested. So I'm hoping that she probably wants to get out of the cold. But we are hoping that she has an All-American year this year and leads us to nationals.
So. And that just attracts more interest in the programs.
Coach Seabach is looking at having probably 8 men and 8 women on the teams next year. He's always got recruits around. Cross country is looking at having about 16 on the teams, which is so different from when we only had women's and we'd get 5, and not all of them had experience running even. They just wanted to be on a team. So we're really excited about that.
I'd like it too. Some, you know, if they're not, they don't feel comfortable, or they want to do this and run here and then pursue going on to finishing a 4-year degree.
Right.
It's a great way to do it. You've had a lot of athletes that, because they're good students too.
Yeah, we have, in the last 8 or 10 years, the quality of student part of that has gotten much, much higher, to the point where more than half of them are getting 3.0 or better. Whole team, I think only one team didn't have a 3.0. Last fall, which is amazing. I don't know that I had a 3.0 all the time when I was a student.
I think BJ said just the students' part, their academic performance has been, they're getting as many accolades for that as they are.
Right. So I know that Natalia Segura, who ran cross country for us in the fall, is going on to a university. She's an All-American, our first All-American cross country runner. And we're hoping for more of those. And she's a great student, too.
Yeah.
Makes my job really easy. It makes it easy to brag about something. I obviously love to brag about sports, but I love even more bragging about what good human beings they are and that they're performing in the classroom. That part of it is really important when you've got a community college where we take people who don't necessarily qualify academically, and they get here and they figure it out, and then they're going somewhere because of their academics as well as their athletic prowess.
Iowa State, aren't they coming over for a night?
Yesterday they were here on campus. A whole bunch of programs were here in the Quarter Center, actively recruiting our students. And we are, obviously Ankeny has more students going on because they're just a lot bigger. But the percentage of our students who go to Iowa State and the quality of them is what's attracting Iowa State. They really want us. They come to PTK inductions.
Oh, yeah.
They want our honor students. Our honor students work with them sometimes. It's all great.
So the proximity does not hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt either. And one of the things I'm hoping, speaking of the community, it would be great if we could start, I know our housing's tight here, but I would love it if we could have students choose to live in Boone and then go to Ames because they can still pick up classes here. We have an agreement with Iowa State where they can still, as juniors and seniors, go back and take a class with DMAC that they need. And they can do that when they're in Ames, but I'd love it if they did it when they were staying here. It helps out our economy.
Sure it does. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that are going. Here we are. Spring break is over with.
Wow. That was quite a first half of the term was something else, man.
Let's not do that for a while.
No, I don't need to do it at home or at work anymore. Yeah.
So we're heading down because I always look when I get the board agenda. So I know, among other things, they were looking at tuition and what they were going to be doing here in the next year. And then I look at the end and I see commencement Boone campus May. I'm going, whoa, that is coming up fast.
It is. There are usual spring things. We've got the STEM Fest coming up.
Yep.
And we invite the community and especially people with kids to come to that. It's a great event. And we have a lot of people doing displays this year, and a lot of them are very interactive. So if your kids want something to do on the weekend, or you want something to do on the weekend with your kids.
This will be the 1st of April.
1st of April, yep. And then the 2nd is something else. I don't even remember what it is. And then the later on, a few weeks, we've got the In My Boots 5K to support veterans and to support community issues. That's always a lot of fun, even if it snows.
Yeah, it is. And Sean, getting that set up.
Yeah. And so that is, of course, open to the community. So if you get in, call us or go to our website and you can find out how to do that. But the entry fee is nominal, and you can run a 5K. And you can also be around some of our students. Usually at least one or two teams will be there. It's a great thing to do with your kids, too.
He gets a good group of students to help with that.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but again, it's from his guard experience. And we get members of the guard show up for it, too.
So. Yeah, I think that the veterans whom I've talked to over the years have really appreciated being part of an event where they are recognized, but not necessarily the center of everything. Yeah. And then they get to run. They do the ruck thing. And I think that they get a kick out of watching normal human beings trying to run with a pack full of canned food. They love that. And our students, it's good for our students to be around the veterans and vice versa. Yeah. And then, of course, it's good for younger kids to see that. I just think coming off of COVID, sometimes we don't know quite what to do socially because we got isolated during times when you'd pick up some tips. And here you can go, and it's just a relaxed event. Everybody wants everybody else to do well. Good, positive day.
Well, we get that. That's going to be coming up. But let's go first the STEM Festival, because I know Nancy Wood's heavily involved with that, planning and extension offices. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like last year, after a couple of years off,
it was huge.
All of a sudden, here we got 30, 35, 40, exhibits going on, and people were coming out from all over. Of course, we had some great weather for it.
We had food too.
Yeah, pizza.
Yeah,
you did a good job on that, by the way. You worked at it.
I forgot about that. I think I may need to do that again this year. But we're excited about having. We want people to see the campus, and especially now, people coming to campus are going to see a lot of different paint. I mean, the taupe brick is almost all gone. In fact, it is gone, I think.
Okay.
So we've really tried to brand the campus so that it looks fresh. I mean, I think it was a little bit hard with when Boone High School got fixed up 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And we didn't match on the classroom side. We've always kept the facilities safe and stable, but we didn't do much with the look. And now we've got a lot of new things going on. The Quarter Center is going to get repainted by the end of the year. And I don't even think we're going to change colors a lot. It's just going to look fresh and lighter. And we have new ceiling fans in the Quarter Center, which, I mean, you say big deal. That's actually going to make a real difference in our heating bills over the winter, because we're going to be able to push air back down.
Get the warm air to come back.
Having that equipment money from DMAC, you know, the tax base really helps out. When it comes time to fixing things up, we're trying to get all of our classrooms updated. Public areas are going to be updated and freshened up. We have new furniture in places. And these are things that when I'm going through the old furniture, most of it's 15 to 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And not always matching. And you really don't want that to be the look that you have. So over the last few years, we've done that. Rachel Urkel has been amazing, because her vision for how something should look when it's done is a lot better than mine.
So, that's why
I'm good at painting. I'm just not good at figuring out what I should paint or how I should.
And do more colors?
take directions. Yeah.
There we go. Well, a lot of things happened there. And again, we know the wall got fixed and things like that.
Yes. So, and so far, so good.
This is, again, one of those opportunities for parents, grandparents, bring the kids out and just have a good time. Look for the hoverboard.
The hoverboard will be there. And I'm also, we always get excited when families come because, of course, this is a good recruiting option for us.
Yeah.
And we want the hitting and the camps that baseball, softball, and basketball have run have been amazing because now we're getting alums of those camps showing up on campus with their parents and deciding that some of our softball recruits have participated in it and seen the place and want to come here now. And that's, of course, what we'd like for our regular students, too. Okay.
So you guys already have summers taken care of. I'm guessing you're already looking at fall.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I know.
Again,
you got to have those schedules in early. I would mention one thing. FAFSA next year for your financial aid applications for federal financial aid, those have gotten pushed up. So if you're planning to go to school next year, you should get in touch with your counselor or just go to the FAFSA.gov website to look because usually it's December. And I think someone's daughter told me yesterday that it was this is Jim's daughter, by the way, said that it was going to be in October or something like
that.
So
they bumped it up.
Yeah, so please understand that the earlier the better anyway, but this is definitely a year when you don't want to wait and miss a deadline somehow. So,
yeah. And again, it's important to find out if you're going to be able to get some resources and help out on that.
There is a lot of help out there,
yep.
And if you are eligible... Money should not be in the way of you going to DMACC, and you shouldn't have to take out crippling loans.
Yeah.
And that seems to be where all of us are at. Now, Jim mentioned that we did raise tuition.
Yeah.
That is simply because we were so low compared to the rest of the state. We were actually getting pressure from other schools because we weren't just the cheapest. We were the cheapest by like $20 a credit hour. And we haven't been able to do some things that we want to do with support personnel. We want students to be successful, and you have to have the people to help them do that. So this tuition raise, no one wants to do it, but it's going to help in the long run with our performance.
Okay. So, again, it's still, cost-wise, still pretty economical.
You can still go for, you know, $5,000 a year, roughly, and maybe a little bit more now, but... And my folks up at the Boone campus are working very hard to come up with book options that do not cost anything. Mm. And they are all over that. And you know how much books cost.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're trying.
I still remember how much. And
yeah,
that was a long time ago when I had to get them.
Well, now we're really trying, especially on those books that are $200 ones or $400 ones, that we're trying to have options that would be, maybe you could print it off for $30. And we don't want cost to be in the way of people's education.
So again, those are some of the things. But it is not a bad time to be planning, especially when you get to summer. If you've got a junior,
yeah,
or
come
sophomore, of course, some of them are already probably getting credits.
Yeah, well, they're all
I know. Okay.
They're busy. They're busy. Yeah. The dual credit and career advantage program is going great guns, and that's a huge amount of DMACC's business. Is concurrent enrollment taught by high school teachers.
So.
And we're working really hard. We have our accreditation with the national body, the National Association of Concurrent Education Programs, I think it is, NACEP. That's coming up in a year or two, and we really are making sure that what you get in the high school is going to be a college class that you get high school credit for, not some other definition.
Got to give them quality.
This has been great with Boone. We have Boone students coming to campus for history class again early in the morning, and we're looking. Ames has reached out to us about doing a few classes in their school. That's always been a nut we haven't been able to crack, and so that helps here. It helps recruit to the Boone campus, but it also helps my instructors get as many classes as they want to teach.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of the challenge, too, because being able to find the kinds of instructors you're looking for, high school and for community college, even at the four-year institution.
I have great instructors up there, and I think the students who have done history, it's been a little bit of a challenge sometimes, especially the ones doing it online. But I had Michael Kraft, who was doing that. He was over at the high school during their study hall period every other week to meet with them and talk about their performance or make sure that everything is clear. And that's one of the advantages you have to living, you know,
being right there, a mile away.
Yeah.
So people want to find out, again, about what's going on at DMACC. I follow along on the Facebook because I know that gets updated and popped up there pretty quick.
Yeah, but if you're going to come to Facebook and put weird ads on or so that people can make $50,000 a year packing candy at home, you're going to get banned, just telling you. And then the other one that we've had recently is, I've never understood how Simon Cowell could die that many times. So people come on with fake IDs and then put fake news up for some reason. So we take those down and ban them. But we still have over, I think, 800 people.
That's pretty good. That's quite a few. Because I remember when you were around 300.
It. Yeah.
And, you know.
We've got a bunch now. And we this is great for parents. As you're thinking about where your kid might want to go, and obviously you have a say in the decision, join the Facebook group and see the things that are on campus that we have for student activities, and then the honors that people get. And I think it sells itself.
It's pretty easy to follow along with it. Always go to dmacc.edu.
Right.
Go to the website, go to the Boone campus, or come out.
And just come out.
Come out, and there's people there to help you.
You can arrange a tour in advance. It's always good to give us a call in advance if you want to actually tour. But the campus is open, so if you just want to come and walk around one day and get your bearings, I always like it when students have their schedule and then show up 2 weeks before class to walk around and figure out where they're supposed to go. Something I didn't. Maybe that had relation to my grades. I was at a small place.
I remember that, too.
I knew where I was going.
I went to a campus where we had tunnels going all over everything. So,
Bemidji?
No, Southwest.
Oh, my gosh.
They built it in a cornfield. Should see it now. No, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've had some people from actually from here go there, too.
Yeah. We had one of our deans go up there. Became a campus provost, I think.
Yeah, so. It happens. But again, check it out online, dmacc.edu. Go to the Facebook page or just come out to the campus because we've got a lot of activities that will be going on. You get a chance to see what's happening.
Just come out and see a game. And if it's a Friday, there's no reason why you can't walk over between innings or between games and take a little tour. And I can announce this. I don't think I said this yet.
Okay.
So the biggest thing that we did with athletics after the Fairway Fieldhouse is that there's a company that has built a machine to train your eye to pick up pitches.
Oh.
And they have sold it to the A's and the Astros. I think they were working on the Diamondbacks and the Rangers, and then one college, Houston Christian, which used to be Houston Baptist, and DMACC. So we now have this thing that fires, they call them nano balls, but they're these little, I call them BBs. And our players can stand in and program pitches and track pitches, work on their strike zone judgment, and we're the only community college to have it. And the campers who have been out for hitting camps have just their eyes get huge when they do that.